This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, tonight's story starts off in no particular country, but for the United Nations itself. And they have, UN health officials have come out condemning some reporting of the recent rare virus monkeypox. Unless you've been living under a rock, of course, you would have heard this week, last week, there's been this is sort of a rare virus predominantly seen until now in Africa. It's been spreading to various countries, UK, Canada, even and here in Australia.
Yes, a couple of cases, some in New South Wales and first in Victoria.
So the report from the UN is sort of condemning the language around this. It's sort of, you know, for those of us of the older generation like ourselves, we know well some of the language back in the 80s around HIV, and it's kind of it's a bit concerning, some of the language. So they've condemned some of what they see as language around the homophobic language and some racist stereotypes.
Because they've been finding a lot of these reports have been predominantly gay or men who have sex with men. So yes, it seems to be spiking in our community, not because it's anything to do with the community, but because it's to do with lots of close contact.
Yes. So although, again, all up in Africa, as with HIV, the vast majority of monkeypox cases have been in the heterosexual community, you know, because in other countries, there's been a particular outbreaks amongst gay and bisexual men. There is a concern that this may can spur on sort of homophobic rhetoric. So,
in fact, UNAIDS, as Matthew Kavanagh has said, a stigma and blame undermine trust and capacity to respond effectively during outbreaks like this one. If we haven't learnt this already, there is not much of a chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should mention there's sort of flu-like symptoms: fever, headache, muscle aches, backache, swollen lymph nodes, chills, and exhaustion. Yep. If you're experiencing any of those, please consult your health professionals.
And they do say that for anyone who's travelled, returning from overseas to Australia, who's been to sex on premises venues in countries where there are known cases, they should be wary of those symptoms and consult your GP.
Up north in Indonesia, Indonesia has summoned Britain's ambassador to the government to answer why they raised the pride flag over their embassy on Eiderhobbit Day. Now, of course, Indonesia, homosexuality is not actually illegal, but it is the world's largest Muslim majority country, and one part, the Aceh province, does where homosexuality is illegal. However, in general, it's taboo. So the raising of this flag alongside the British flag on Eiderhobbit Day has raised the ire of the Indonesian government and one group in particular called Alumni 212 Brotherhood.
Ominous name.
It is, actually. They're actually a quite influential conservative Islamic movement, and they put out statements and have been agitating, saying it's sullied the sacred values of Indonesia.
That's just a very broad stroke, isn't it? Sacred values. It could be, you know,
it is.
Could essentially be anything, couldn't it?
The British embassy hasn't responded yet, actually. So they've just, I think they're just going to let it ride.
Yes, probably a good idea too. But you see the same tropes again coming out in this. They said that this again, they see this as again a foreign import.
Yes, the Western thing.
You know, so again.
And there has been a increased attacks on the LGBT community in Indonesia over recent years as well. So it's a part of that general trend, unfortunately.
Yes. Now,
across to Cuba.
Positive story coming out of Cuba. Cuba has become the first Latin American country to celebrate LGBTQ+ History Month. Several other countries, well-known countries, have hosted these. I believe Canada, Norway. But Cuba is the first in the predominantly Hispanic world, as in first majority Spanish-speaking country.
I thought there would have been others before Cuba.
Surprising.
So this is great.
You would think there'd be several countries like Costa Rica maybe, or Spain, of course, itself.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cuba is the first. And so this involves a whole range of cultural events, discussions, looking at, you know, basically, obviously, with the history focus, there is a history on the development and folk and the experiences of our community over the years. And Cuba hasn't exactly got a fantastic track record. Under the early years of the communist regime after 1959, there was some punitive treatment of particularly gay men. But on the whole, the country, as these some of the campaigners say, has been making considerable strides in recent years.
Well, it was President, former President Castro's daughter or granddaughter, I can't remember, one
yes,
of them,
that's right.
Has come out and is quite an activist within the country and has just been able, just with that Castro name, been able to give incredible visibility and start to chip away at these years of persecution.
So there are strides, but nonetheless, the organising campaigners do say they need to be cautious because there is still a considerable resistance from the Catholic Church in particular.
No,
lo and behold. Which is surprising, though, even though Cuba really, compared to Latin American fellow nations, is actually got quite low. I mean, it's 60% identify, but that's pretty low for a country that in that region, which is, you know, predominantly Catholic.
And in brief, the Cambodian government pleads to the public to stop picking its rare penis plant.
Glad you got that one. And in the USA, Grindr is set to go public in a $2.1 billion deal.
And in Peru, the first lesbian elected to Congress has pledged to put up a strong battle for LGBT rights. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.